Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Friday morning edition of the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Hour numero dos underway, ladies and gentlemen. It is Rob Brown. It is the great one, Lonzo. And it is, the four most electrifying hours in sports, talk, entertainment that you will find anywhere on the radio from 6 until 10 a.m. on weekday mornings. Great to have you. As we roll through the show, we got a lot we got to get into on the radio program today. NBA, NHL playoffs rolling on. Major League Baseball, got to talk Braves, Dodgers as a three-game set betwixt those two teams begins this evening in earnest over at Truist Park in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to get into that here in just a few minutes from right now and more. But it is 7:01 in the a.m. portion of the day, which means you have less than an hour until you got to get to the office, before you got to get locked in, before you got to respond back to those emails that you, let's be honest, don't really care about at all, and before you have got to start handling your business. And then after about 12 minutes of wasting your time doing that, then it's going to be time to talk sports, to walk down the hallway, to go find that one coworker that you actually enjoy spending time with, and to talk sports. And if you're going to talk sports, you got to know what's going on in sports. And if you got to know what's going on in sports, you need this. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this a.m. When you do, this is what you will be talking about. Let's jump in with item number one. NBA playoffs continue last night. One series comes to its conclusion. One is pushed to a game seven. The New York Knicks knock off the Detroit Pistons last night. 116-113. Your final, Jalen Brunson did it again. A 40-burger last night on 15 of 33 from the floor. Just 3 of 10. From behind the arc, knocked down 7 of 8 free throw attempts. Also had 7 dimes in a winning effort. 25 for Mikal Bridges, who was 11 of 16 from the floor, and 22 from OG Anunoby. You also got 10 boards out of Josh Hart, who had 13, 15 out of Cat. Karl-Anthony Towns was, it was kind of those, one of those spots. This is the mentality I want out of the big man. I used to tell kids when I was coaching basketball, if your shot isn't dropping, you either find a different way to help out the team or I will get you off the floor. But if you're not adding to the plus minus, there's no reason for you to be out there. Karl-Anthony Towns said, all right, shot's not dropping, 4 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 1 from downtown. Couldn't get a bucket to sell, or couldn't get a foul call to save his life. Went to the stripe just 3 times. He went and got 15 boards in this competition. If you can add 15 boards to the total, you're going to at least give your team a chance. Cade Cunningham had 23 for the Nuggets, but was just, for the Pistons, but was just 9 of 22 from the floor, 21 from Jalen Duren, 6 of 9 from the floor. The Pistons shot 47%, but the Knicks shot 48 and shot 33 and a third from range, 10 of 30 when it was all said and done. 16 turnovers for New York in this one, as the Knicks will be moving on to round two. We'll talk about that game in a little bit more depth later on in the show. 111-105, the Clippers knock off the Nuggets last night to force a decisive game seven. They got 28 out of James Harden and 27 out of Kawhi Leonard. The Clips shot 50% from the floor, over 30%, 12 of 39 from behind the arc. But the biggest number of all to me, just 7 turnovers in this game for Los Angeles. They did not, as I thought they might, they did not get over-aggressive. They did not try to start playing a physical game with the Nuggets. They said, you know what? Sure, Jalen's going to get his. Jamal's going to get his. And Jamal Murray had 21 last night. Nikola Jokic had 25. But it became very obvious that Jokic, who played good basketball, was not the daily triple-double that we are used to. He had 25. But he only had 7 boards and he only had 8 assists. It became evident about halfway through the second period last night that you were getting good Jokic, but you were not getting great Jokic. So the Clippers slowed the game down. The Clippers took over the pace of the game, did not let Denver take it back, and they are able to push on to a decisive game number 7 in the NBA, which gives us our playoff schedule setting up this way. We have one game tonight. It is game 6 between the Rockets and Golden State. That is a 9 p.m. tip-off. Golden State favored by 5.5 in this one. Then we have a game 7 on Saturday between Denver and L.A. Winner will move on. Clippers favored by 1.5 on the road at Denver. And then that is game 6. Then if necessary, a game 7 between Golden State and Houston on Sunday. We will also see the semifinals of both conferences open up on Sunday. One semifinal game between Indiana and Cleveland Sunday. Time to be announced later. Cleveland opens as a 7.5 point favorite at the crib, but a very high over-under number of 229.5. Knicks Celtics will start on Monday, and that's your NBA playoff update. Let's go to item number 2. 4 games last night across the National Hockey League in the chase for Lord Stanley's Cup. The Toronto Maple Leafs have eliminated the Ottawa Senators last night. They win the series 4-2 by way of a 4-2 scoreline yesterday evening. For Toronto, you had 3 different players scored goals. William Nylander netted a couple. Anthony Stolarz stopped 21 of 23 shots on goal by Ottawa. The Las Vegas Golden Knights find themselves moving on. They win their series over the Minnesota Wild 4-2 by way of a 3-2 win last night. The Golden Knights had all 4 goals scored by different goal scorers. Aiden Hill faced 31 shots on goal from Minnesota. Many of those were just desperation slaps late in the contest, but 31 shots faced last night. Stopped 29 of them, had 4 saves against the power play last night for Vegas. They move on. Not moving on are the Dallas Stars. They get dropped by Colorado last night, 7-4 in an explosive offensive outing for Colorado last night. The Avalanche had one multi-scorer last night. It was Valeri Nichushkin. He had a pair of goals. All of the rest came from individual goal scorers. They put 46 shots on Jake Oettinger. No defensive presence from Dallas last night. Avalanche force a decisive game 7. No game seven between the LA Kings and the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton wins the series 4-2 with a 6-4 scoreline last night. All six goals for Edmonton came from different goal scorers. Calvin Pekard stopped 23 of the 27 shots that he faced last night. So the Oilers are moving on to round two in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's head to item number three. It's a Braves story. Now, the good news is we are not reporting a loss. The Braves won two out of the three against the Colorado Rockies. They won two out of the three at the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won two out of the three at home against St. Louis. They swept all three against the Twins. In fact, you have to go back to the middle of April to find the last time that the Atlanta Braves did not win a series when they dropped two out of the three on the road at Toronto, facing the 5-1-2 pitchers of the Blue Jays. Now, the offense, with the exception of that last game, did pick up a little bit. In fact, in games 1-2 against the Colorado Rockies, the Braves netted 14 hits. Now, they had only four in a 2-1 loss to end that series, handing Colorado only their fifth win on the year. So things, unfortunately, although it is for just one game, did slow down for Atlanta in the finale on the road at Colorado. You hope that was just a one-game fall off. You hope that that is not a sign that the Atlanta Braves offense is about to tank again. Why? Because the LA Dodgers are coming to town. And not only are the LA Dodgers coming to town, but the Dodgers are coming to town with their 1-2-3 pitchers lined up. Grant Holmes gets the call to the bump tonight for Atlanta. He will be up against Yoshinobu Yamamoto, number one. Tomorrow, Spencer Schwellenbach on the bump for the Atlanta Braves, up against Roki Sasaki. And then on Sunday, a little Sunday night baseball, a 7 p.m. first pitch when Bryce Elder goes to the bump against Dustin May. What is this series for the Atlanta Braves? It is at home. It is against an LA Dodgers team that worked you the last time that these two teams met up. Remember, the Braves have already gotten one crack at the LA Dodgers. They got swept 3-0 on the road the last time that they squared off with these Dodgers. This series is a series in which the Atlanta Braves get to prove that either A, that was a bad slump to start the season, or they get to prove that B, they're bad. I mean, that's it. It's hard to say they're bad when they've won, what, 10 of their last 12? When you got to go back to April 16th to find the last time that the Braves did not win a series, you'd like to look at that and say, yeah, perhaps reports of the Atlanta Braves' demise were slightly exaggerated. But this is their chance to prove that. If this team takes one out of three, then I think we're going to look at this and say, all right, how did they take one out of the three? Because the Dodgers are a very good baseball team. If you just get beat because the Dodgers are a very good baseball team, that is one thing. Or did you get crushed in the other games? Did you steal one and get shellacked in the other games? This is one that I think we will have to wait until Monday morning before we issue an opinion on what happened. The optimistic view would be that we come in here on Monday and we go, goodness gracious, would you look at the Braves? Maybe they're a decent ball club who just had a rough go out of the gate. If they get smoked, if they drop all three, if they come out of this with a 9 total hit weekend, then I think we're going to go right back to, I don't know, pessimism, I guess, is the correct word here. This is a massive, massive series for the Atlanta Braves. In fact, I would say it's not a must-win. It is not a must-win series. It is a must-compete series, right? It is a must-be-in-the-game series. I don't think you can get swept. If you get swept by L.A., then I think at that point you look and you go, yeah, the Braves did win multiple series in a row. And one of them was against a good Arizona club. An Arizona club that some people, including my colleague Cody Decker, believe are a playoff squad. But you won against a sub-500 St. Louis team. You won against a way sub-500 Minnesota team. It is good to win series. What we are not going to do is sit here and pretend like the series that the Braves won to kind of start this little resurgence tour that they are trying to convince us that they are on was in any way, shape, or form a dominant performance out of this club. Yeah, you want to win them. Yeah, it felt nice. If you do not go out and compete, I'm not saying beat, I'm not saying win the series, just look like a competitive club against the Dodgers, then in my opinion, everything you did will have been for naught. Everything you did will be for what? To show what? I got nothing. This series is massive. I just need guys getting on the bags. Just make it competitive is all that I'm asking. Show that there is some sign of life in there. And then we can talk about what's next. All right, that's your water cooler cheat sheet. When we come back here in just a minute, let's take a look at the NBA games from last night. Let's take a look at the NBA series as we head into the weekend, because by the time we return on Monday, we will be on to round number two. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Detroit Pistons, I think, are a team that is pointed in a very positive direction. They have a good, likable head coach. Cade Cunningham has developed into an absolute star this season. I saw him play in person back on St. Patrick's Day down in New Orleans. I went to a Pelicans game because I'm a masochist and hate myself as a person. I bought a ticket to go watch that basketball team play. And in the process, getting to see Cade Cunningham up close and personal for the first time, this kid is going to be around for a very long time. Plays a very, very impressive game of basketball. There's very little the kid can't do. Can go both directions. Has just a slam dunk of a pull up jumper. Like where Detroit is heading a lot. That being said, as much as I thought that the New York Knicks were going to be competitors in the East, I think they might win one game against the Boston Celtics. Like, I think they might win one game against Boston. There's some positives about this team. Karl-Anthony Towns, including last night's game, the shot wasn't going down for Big Cat, so he just became a rebounding machine. And look, I used to coach basketball, and I used to tell the kids that I coached all the time, if your shot's not falling, find another way to help the team. Lock down your player on defense, grab me rebounds, give me some assists. You got to do something that helps us be in the plus-minus category when you were on the floor. Last night, Cat did just that. Shot wasn't really falling. He could not get a foul call to save his life, so he became a rebounding machine. Grabbed 15 boards for the Knicks. I think when I look at this Knicks team, though, what I am seeing out of this Knicks team is a squad that is pretty good at a lot, with the exception of the occasional pop-off from Jalen Brunson. Not really great at anything. Cat is a good interior player. He's not a great one. The Knicks are a good three-point shooting team. They are not a great one. There is only one thing that is great, and that is Jalen Brunson occasionally. But Brunson got dinged up again last night. Jalen Brunson has gotten hurt in like three of the six games that they played in this series. And every time that a ankle gets rolled or a dead leg to the thigh happens, like, you could be the toughest son of a you-know-what on planet Earth. Those things accumulate. And in basketball, which relies on a lot of being able to cut, accelerate, decelerate, plant, stop, whatever. In basketball, which requires a ton of body control, if you have multiple injuries to your extremities, you're gonna start to feel that, man. Like, there's gonna get to a point where you feel that. There's gonna come a point where it is going to slow you down, or worse, you're going to start to compensate consciously or subconsciously. And I do get to a point where I worry, does Jalen Brunson run out of gas? Because what the Boston Celtics have done is create a team where, yes, Jason Tatum is our guy. But if Tatum is having an off night for whatever reason, you've drawn up a defensive strategy exclusively to stop him. He's dinged up. He's banged up. He's not anywhere close to 100%. Whatever. They built up an offense where Tatum can go, okay, I don't have to be the guy tonight. I'm going to let Jaylen Brown be the guy tonight. And if Jaylen Brown is off for any reason, they've built a team that goes, as they did in the NBA Finals last year, okay, Brown can't do it. Derek White can do it. We'll just lean on him. And the whole offense revolves around to support the guy whose night it is. This is why I really like this Boston team, not just to win back-to-back NBA championships, but I honestly think we may be witnessing the birth of the next NBA dynasty. Because I think that this team has the possibility to stay together for a long time. Because listen, there's zero professional athletes that aren't doing it because it pays very well, obviously. But Boston has got to be the most bought into a team mentality team I've seen in the NBA in a very long time. Since the Popovich Spurs at their prime, right? In the Duncan Ginobili days. So what I like, what that translates to for the Boston Celtics is every player on that floor, every single night that they play, comes into a game where they realize it's somebody's night. Somebody's going to be on tonight. Somebody's going to have it. And if it's Tatum, if it's our stud, great. We tailor the offense for him. And if it's not him, we'll try out Jaylen Brown. And if it's Jaylen Brown, great. We'll tailor the offense to him. If it's not him, great. We'll go to Derek White. And if it's not Derek White, that's okay. If it is, we'll tailor the offense to him. If it's not, we'll see if Porzingis is going to have a night. At some point, the law of averages says somebody is going to be on that night. Somebody is going to be having a career game that night. You just got to find them and tailor the offense to them. If it is Porzingis, what happens? Tatum and White and Brown start playing a little closer to the three-point line. They're not starting as far off the line to earn themselves shooting space anymore. Now they're playing a little bit closer to the line so that the ball can go in and out of the paint a little easier. If it is Jaylen Brown needs a little more help off the ball in order to create space. So what do you start to see? If it is a Jaylen Brown night, as it regularly is, you see the Celtics offense start to be much more active off ball. You start to see guys setting a lot more screens. You start to see guys moving around the perimeter more, trying to create and open up passing lanes. Why? They want to move the ball around. They want to create the mismatch for Jaylen Brown, and they want to get him the ball in space. If it is Jason Tatum, everybody moves into a more reserve role. Guys are not moving around as much off the ball, so much as they are hitting their spots to pull defenses out of shape and open up lanes for Jason Tatum to drive and be Jason Tatum. If it is Derek White, not a ton of ability to create on his own. So you've got to create for Derek White. So what do you start to see? You start to see an offense that becomes very active off the ball. You start to see an offense that is less about, with Jaylen Brown, I need to get him into one-on-one scenarios, right? With Jason Tatum, I need to open up drive lanes. With Jaylen Brown, I need to get him into favorable one-on-one matchups. With Derek White, I need to get him the opportunity to catch and shoot. I need him coming off of picks and rolls. I need him coming off of screens. I need him coming off of movement, ready to catch and shoot. And they can run any of these offenses effectively once they figure out who the guy is. I don't think the Knicks have that luxury. I don't think the Knicks really have that luxury. I think if it's not a night where Jalen Brunson is on, I think they start to struggle away from that. Jalen Brunson was on last night. He dropped a 40 burger. He had 40 in, what was it, game three as well? It is the games that Brunson is struggling a little bit that they find themselves in trouble. They lost 106-103 the other night. That was the game that Brunson checked out of a little bit earlier. He only ended up with 36 minutes and 16 points. They lose that game. Why? Because without Jalen Brunson both leading the offense and directing it, there wasn't really anybody else on the floor who could fill into that role. They found themselves in a spot where they didn't have the next guy up that they could trust to run the offense and to execute the offense. They don't have that guy. It's not Karl-Anthony Towns. He can get you 17. He can get you maybe 20 on a good night. But he's not able to generate for other guys. He had one assist. His highest scoring game in this series, he also had one assist. 11 boards, which, you know, is a massive asset. But when I put Kristaps Porzingis on the other side of the glass from Karl-Anthony Towns, is he going to be the guy in that spot that I can go, yeah, there's a dozen boards. There's 15 boards in that guy. Probably not. Probably not. There's not really that guy for the Detroit Pistons that's able to stack the middle like Kristaps Porzingis is. Jalen Duren was good. He had 14 boards in the last one, but he wasn't able to really keep Cat on his back. Porzingis can. That's kind of his thing. So this series in the East for me, I want it to be good. I want it to be exciting. It is one of those things where we're looking and going, all right, we got a chance, Knicks Celtics, to bring back a classic NBA rivalry. We got an opportunity here to reestablish this because both of these teams could be good for a very long time. But I think the Knicks have got to find somebody else. And that's not to say that next guy's not on the roster. We saw a couple of years in Toronto We talk about the Fred Van Vliet Championship, but OG Anunoby was on that team. OG Anunoby, when he got traded to New York, was, I mean, it obviously wasn't a shock on the level of Luka Doncic, but it was absolutely a piece that I remember coming in here the next day and going, so Toronto's done. Toronto's giving up. They're moving on. Cat's a good player. Is he an elite offensive player? No, he's not. He's not an elite big man offensively. Overall, great big man. Overall, one of my favorite players to watch play because he does play a very physical style of basketball. Not like brute, not like relentless, not like he's in there throwing hands or whatever, but he's going to put a body on a body and try to take advantage of a situation. But he's not an offensively elite interior player. Not that Kristaps Porzingis is, but they're pretty much leveled out, right? Like with the game that he has, I don't think Cat provides a clear advantage in the middle over Porzingis when and obviously this is based on Porzingis being healthy and not bleeding like Dusty Rhodes in 1989, but there's not a clear advantage. So the question mark is going to be for the Knicks. Is Mikal Bridges going to step up and be a guy? He was last night. Is OG Anunoby going to go back to being the role player that he was behind Fred Van Vliet years ago? Where are they going to get that piece if Jalen Brunson isn't putting up 40 burgers? Because somebody for Boston is. Consistently, somebody from Boston is. If you look at regular season Boston, and you think that's the team that you're going to get in round two of the NBA playoffs, you're going to have a bad time. So I'm leaning on the Celtics to win this series and win it going away. Probably going to log a bet on them to win it in five. And that'll be plus money odds. That'll probably be like a, if I had to guess, that'll probably be like a 2-1 bet, 2.5-1 bet. But I just don't see, if Brunson is equaled by anybody, I don't see who it is for the Knicks that's going to step up and equal somebody else from Beantown. Because that might be the most versatile team in the NBA playoffs. All right, we got more games to look at. Clippers Nuggets, the most compelling series in the NBA playoffs. We'll break into that. But when we come back, the NCAA made a decision earlier this week involving sports gambling that I found pretty interesting, and I think you might as well. We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you. The NCAA has made an interesting decision. The NCAA announced earlier this week that for the first time, starting this year, they will authorize licensed sports books to use their marks and logos, and they will provide official data from college sporting events, including the men's and women's basketball tournaments, through an expanded partnership with a technology firm called Genius Sports. So if you are a sports wagerer, you will have increased access starting, I believe, in the fall, increased access to college gambling. Now, the reality here is that you already did. This isn't really going to change a whole lot, because what you had in the past was the books using whatever stat-keeping service they were using for the wagering. But now the NCAA will directly provide the information. And on top of that, when you went to a book in, well, till now, when you went to bet on a college event, you would see Clemson football, and there would just be a little NCAA logo or just like a little blank football helmet colored orange or something. Now, the NCAA will allow those schools. And I do not know if this is school to school. I do not know if this is the NCAA is going to say, yes, you can use Clemson's logo, South Carolina's logo. All I know is that the only place this will not be impacted is the college football playoffs, as the college football playoffs are obviously run by the college football playoff committee, a different organization. So if they decide to add it, they will do so on their own. I saw a lot of people on social media kind of flipping out about this, like, oh, we're introducing gambling to college sports. It's already there. This is not the game-changing, landscape-shaping decision that you think that it is. In fact, if anything, I'm happy the NCAA made the decision. And I'm happy they made the decision because in this expanded partnership, the NCAA is going to receive more money, licensing fees, etc., for these books to be able to slap the NCAA's logos up onto their books when people want to make a wager on college sports. And the NCAA made a secondary announcement, or I guess I should say added some information into the announcement that they made earlier this week. What they have decided to do is to utilize the expanded income that they will get from this decision in order to fund two things. Number one, programs to educate their athletes and the general public on the harms of negative behavior within the sports gambling world. That is to say, the bad things that can happen if you do bad things. If you're an athlete and you throw a game, if you're a coach and you throw a game, if you are an athlete or a coach and you get involved in gambling on your team, et cetera, they're going to increase the educational programs connected to this. And number two, they are going to lean farther into campaigns that speak out against harassing athletes, coaches, officials, et cetera, from those of us that wager on games. They are going to reach out and try to effectively stop the losers. And I am someone who enjoys the sports wagertainment. I am someone who enjoys putting a little bit of change. Now, as I've said on the BetMGM network 1,000 times, I'm a beer money gambler. All right. I'm not throwing hundreds of dollars down per bet. I'm throwing like maybe tens of dollars down.
Isn't that beer money though? $100?
No, I don't know. I don't know what kind of beer your friends are drinking.
I don't have any friends, but I heard things are ballpark drinks are pretty expensive.
So. I mean, they are, but I'm not saying I've never put down $100 bar tab. I'm just saying it's rare. And if I do, it's because I'm paying for me and the wife. And we went ham, all right? I'm talking go to the Publix and grab yourself, like, on a good night, you know, maybe I'm getting myself, like, a $17, $18 six-pack to really, truly enjoy. Otherwise, give me that $11 suitcase of Busch Light, and I'm good. I'm a beer money better. There are people out there who are throwing thousands of dollars around on sports wagertainment. That ain't me. But what I do know is, and I have called this out on my show, if an athlete does not hit his number and it costs you your parlay, or if an athlete gives up a home run or, you know, allows their primary player to get his point total and it kills your under bet or whatever, that's on you.
Well, at least you're okay. It was bound to happen eventually.
What in the hell?
Rob has broken his chair.
Bro, the whole seat of my chair just collapsed.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why no one sits in those but you. I mean, you're the only one.
What in the hell?
And you're going to do your best to try to fix it so you could stay in that chair.
I'm going to fix it. Like, it broke. I almost died, you guys. I guess I'll sit in this other chair. Well, this chair is very high in the air.
I gotta say, that was a pretty good reaction on your part.
Buddy.
You know, someone else may have fallen, but you were able to.
I still got that dog in me.
There was a look of panic in your eyes, but still.
Yeah,
there should have been.
You know why?
You could have been impaled.
Because I panicked. That's why. For those of you not watching the stream, and for those of you that were, I hope you enjoyed. You almost watched my doom there on the show. The entire seat of my chair just fell out from under me. Like, just I was sitting on the front edge of the chair, and the entire seat of the chair just went and went like 90-degree angle down. It is a good thing that I am a top-notch, elite-level athlete, because a lesser man would have taken an absolute header onto what is effectively a concrete floor. I, being the absolute pinnacle of athleticism that I am, was able to catch a solid base, set the center of gravity, lower myself, explode through the quads, and catch myself from dying live on the air.
Yeah, it was nearly a Final Destination kind of moment. That was not, yeah, it was.
I'm not going to lie. That scared the out of me. All right? Now, again.
You don't need to change your underwear or anything, do you? I mean, you know.
I'm glad. I don't know. I leaned forward on the chair. The seat of the chair fell out. And the ass of the chair broke, and my ass almost hit the ground. That was, what's the word I'm looking for here? Terrifying, I think is the word I'm looking for here. Terrifying. I thought that was the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, and possibly forever for me on the way down. But again, the old school boxing training kicked in there, man. Just the feet got wide, push into the back foot, set your base, drop the center of gravity, and hold yourself up. Reaction time, impeccable. Body control, legendary. It is a good thing. If that would have been anybody else, y'all would have watched a man take a low-level concussion right there, but not me. Elite athleticism.
I just have to say, you know, it's awesome to bear witness such a thing. And I wonder if heavier you would have been able to do that.
Oh, 270, Rob, would have been. I'd have been sitting in the boss's office if that would have happened to me about 60 pounds ago. That was real close to real bad. I know most of you are listening on the radio and did not get to see what just happened. Just know, my chair collapsed from it. And for the record, guy who already put the fat joke on the text thread. All right.
What do you expect? I mean, people were quick. Here's the thing, though. You've been living on borrowed time with that chair. There's a reason why the rest of us abandoned those chairs a long time ago. And I think that's like one of the last functioning ones of its era.
To the guy who already has a fat joke on the text line, I am 216, all right? If you'd have hit me with that joke a year ago when I was plus 270, that would have been fine. I would have said, oh, yeah, I should probably hit the gym. I'm at 216. I'm in the best shape I've been in since high school. I did not cause that because I am gravitationally challenged.
All right, all right. So I think you should stop with that because we have things that counter that, like just suddenly falling down and breaking your teeth, the rail slide. I mean, these are documented incidents.
Correct. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
None of those things happen because I was fat. Those things happen because I had a moment, all right? I can't do anything about a vasovagal incident that causes my brain to turn off. There's nothing you can do about that, all right? Sometimes athletes get the yips, all right? When I fell off the railing and gave myself a concussion and KO'd myself, it was very windy that afternoon and I was outside. It was very windy. Large gust of wind.
There was a microburst right at that exact moment.
Large gust of wind came blowing by. It blew me off the railing. I am like 10,000 for 10,001 on super sick rail slides, dude.
You were, but you retired, so.
I am now.
Yeah, okay.
I am now. That didn't happen because I'm fat or I'm clumsy. That happened because somebody made a bad chair and I just learned my lesson in it.
Well, it's not one bad chair. It was all those chairs were not designed for radio people.
I'm not fat anymore.
That's not the, it's not, no, listen, you are not. That's what I'm saying. They're not very good design chairs. They're not designed for the rigors of a radio host who can't be still.
I was shifting forward in the chair.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we've all seen you, at least most of the people have seen you on stream. There's never a still moment on the frame. So, I mean, you know, I'm just glad you're all right. I am. I'm not making fun of you about that. Everybody else is. I'm just really glad you're okay.
Yeah, so am I. Because I got to tell you, I was terrified. I was about to have a broken ass bone moment there for just a second. I've had one of those. I've had a broken coccyx before, and I can tell you, it sucks for a long time. There's no, like, rub some dirt on it and poor, walk it off, champ. Poor, it sucks for a while.
Yeah, poor choice of wording there. I would have first pleaded, is there a doctor in the audience? And then I probably would have called 911.
But you don't have to, because Rob Brown, pinnacle of athleticism.
Yeah, he's going to find out he tweaked something he didn't know. Tomorrow he's going to be in traction.
No, I got it. I got it. I still got that dog in me, baby.
Well, I think I'm hoping we talked you down and calmed you down, and now you're good.
If not eating out of a fallen chair was an Olympic event, I just won the gold medal.
But you're going to be in a bad mood because you can't sit in the chair that you like the most for the rest of the show.
That was like my favorite chair. Yeah, like I have.
Again, there's a reason. No one sits in that chair. Everyone pushes it aside because it looks dangerous.
I have a real comfy chair at the house that is my go-to, and I look forward to sitting in that chair. And now not only do I not get to, I am personally, after this show, taking that chair to the dumpster out back and eliminating it with ruthless aggression for the transgression that it just committed live on the air.
Yeah, I don't want to kill kayfabe here, but I don't think you can do that. I don't think you're allowed to, because that's throwing away company property. Even though it's malfunctioned, I think that you have to go to a higher authority before you can throw it away.
Find me, dog. Find me. Suspend me. I will eat that L to, with hate and malice in my heart, throw that chair into the dumpster. It almost killed me live on the air. If it was a lesser man than me, that would have been a fatality.
No, if it was a lesser man than you, probably the chair would have stayed.
Okay, you don't have to be a jerk.
Yeah, but I'm one to talk, but you left me open there.
Don't worry, everybody.
Big old fat softball is what that was.
Don't worry, everybody. I didn't die on the air like I thought I was going to. I saved it because I'm a stud. Wrestling is Awesome says, you probably need to disassemble the chair first because throwing it out will throw out your back. You people are rude. You people are rude. That is unnecessary.
So it's a great distance to go to get that to the dumpster, by the way.
He said, God had another plan for you. He sent his angels to bear thee up, and it only took three angels. You jerk. You jerk. I am 216 pounds. That is below the average American's weight for my height. I'm 6'3". All right?
I don't know if that's... I think it's probably like 205 for...
There's no way the average 6'3 guy is 205. Not to bring it up, but if the average 6'3 guy is 205, Donald Trump's definitely 220. Stop it. Stop it. America, let's just own what we are. All right? I own what I am. It is what it is. I'm okay with it.
So according to the internet, you're supposed to be...
Not what I'm supposed to be. Yeah. What is the average weight? I'm supposed to be like 190.
For a man who's 6'3... A healthy weight range is generally considered to be between 152 and 192.
I was 152 in fifth grade.
Yeah, at 6'3"? How skinny is that?
No chance. That's garbage.
This is based on the body mass index, which we all know is
from the
20s. Yeah, which is considered a normal weight range. Normal by who? Overweight is typically considered to be between 200 and 232 pounds.
Okay, all right.
According to the National Institute of Health. The NIH. You can't fight the NIH, man.
I think y'all might need to reevaluate
that.
And
by the way, I'm morbidly obese, but I already knew that. So, I mean, you know.
I think the NIH needs to reevaluate that because I was 220 in high school. As an every sport athlete with a six-pack, I was 220.
By the way, most athletes are considered overweight, according to that.
150? I was 150 in sixth grade.
You weren't 6'3 either, I'm guessing.
No, I was not 6'3, and yet was still 150. What are we talking about here? Texas said, going to take seven guys to get you over the rope in the Rumble. Yeah, it would. Raw athleticism over here. That's how I saved myself from being taken out by a chair.
Plus, he wore a shirt that had heel on it. He knows how to work the Rumble.
All right, I'm going to go to the other room.
Sure.
I'm going to go get my heart rate back down to normal. I'm going to go take the cortisone levels down 9 or 12 while all of you sit here and enjoy, I hope, stress-free Lonzo Sports Flash.
Man, my whole day is a struggle. Not like that. So.
Oh, yours is?
No, I'm sick.
Okay.
The New York Knicks are moving on to round two after a 116-113 win over the Pistons. Jalen Brunson dropped 50 and Mikal Bridges had 25, while Karl-Anthony Towns grabbed 15 boards. New York had only 6 points off the bench, but it was enough. The Knicks faced Boston in round two. The Los Angeles Clippers have tied their series with Denver to force a game seven with a 111-105 win last night. James Harden had 28 and 8 assists. Kawhi Leonard had 27 points and 10 boards, and Norman Powell added 24. The elimination game is tomorrow night. The LA Angels will send Mike Trout to the IL with a bone bruise in his left knee. The team said there's no structural damage to Trout, who exited a Wednesday night loss to Seattle after the injury. Apparently bruises and you can't play baseball, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.